This is GQDN for October the 26th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about some Fallout TV, God of War, Ragnarok, and some Dragon Age Dreadwolf. But today, we start with Phil Spencer via Eurogamer.net. Eurogamer.net, if I can't speak. But that's where we start. And he has been saying that Xbox will not be able to avoid price hikes forever. So basically, here's what he said in a quote via The Verge. We've held the price on our console. We've held price on games and our subscriptions. I don't think we'll be able to do that forever. I do think that at some point we'll have to raise some prices on certain things, but going into this holiday, we thought it was important to maintain the prices. So, Sony did announce earlier this year that it would raise prices on PlayStation 5, and that was basically in the response to the inflation rates that are going on right now. But Phil Spencer went on in a following quote saying, when our customers are more economically challenged and uncertain than ever, we don't think it's the right move, but we will see how long this will last. So when will they change their prices? It won't be till next year. That's if they hold to their promise of keeping the price current through the holidays. Now we go to Game Informer, and they're saying that CD Projekt Red is remaking the first Witcher game. In fact, at Witcher Game did say on Twitter, we're thrilled to reveal that together with At Fool's Theory, we're working on remaking The Witcher using Unreal Engine 5, codename Canis Majoris. We want to do this right, so please be patient. It's going to be a while until we can share more details. And they did give a link. So we'll see when that does come out. The Witcher was a really big deal, and you could fully expect that this current or this upcoming Witcher remake will be equally as big. But there's not just that for Witcher. BlueNews.com did say that GOG.com is now basically letting people play The Witcher for free. See, it is The Witcher's 15th anniversary. At least that's coming up, I believe. And they are basically saying that go play the game. So here's what they said on GOG.com. The project previously referred as the codename Canis Majoris during the studio strategy update earlier in October will be reimagining the first part of the Witcher trilogy. It will be built from the ground up using Unreal Engine 5 technology, and we will use the toolset CDPR is creating the new Witcher saga. The project is currently in the early stages of development at Fool's Theory, a game development studio specializing in role-playing games. The team employs numerous veteran developers who previously worked on The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings, and The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt. In addition to CD Projekt Red, is providing full creative supervision. You can find the original announcement online. It is impossible to express how excited we are hearing that news, but then again, incredible titles deserve anniversary gifts. We would also like to pitch our part to this and remind you that you can claim The Witcher Enhanced Edition for free. So there you go. Now we go to Destructoid.com, and they are saying that Dragon Age has passed its alpha milestone. How nice. In fact, Gary McKay did say in a blog post on BioWare, quote, we can take the story we've written and see if we're expressing it well through the characters, dialogue, cinematics, and ultimately the player's journey, for the quote. Now that we have the ability to do a complete playthrough, we can iterate and polish on things that matter most to our fans. Iterate. Iterate. That's the word. And words are hard. So they are still working on it. And we will see when the game does come out. Now, Dragon Age was first teased at the Game Awards in 2018. But when a company goes through big shifts, goes through some changes, things do get set back. And this game was set back. So we'll see when it does come out. But it does appear that it will come out. Now we get to some God of War news. Oh my god. Eurogamer.net did say that God of War Ragnarok will have a photo mode after launch. So here's what they said in a tweet at Sony Santa Monica. Photo mode will be coming to God of War Ragnarok after launch. We will share more details closer to when we plan to release it. We can't wait to see all of your captures once it's live. Now, the senior animator Kim Nguyen did say, quote, each one looks so much different from the next one, and each one of them has their own play style if you're really into Norse mythology. You'll be very interested to see how Sony Santa Monica has taken some of these creatures and interpreted them within the game. It does look like it could be good. It is promising, I'll say that. Now we stick with Eurogamer, and they're saying that Genshin Impact devs did suffer a massive data breach. In fact, at Ubacha1 on Twitter did say, after further consideration with friends, I decided to remove all my tweets from today just to be safe. To make it clear, I do not condone whatever methods in which the data was obtained and I was not involved in obtaining nor distributing the original data. So we shall see what happens there. But we will end today on a very positive foot. Game Informer, yes, we're going back there. They just said that the first official Fallout TV series will be indeed coming out. Now, Bethesda Game Studios did announce back in 2020 that it was teaming up with Amazon Studios and Kilter Films to develop the Fallout TV series. Well, Prime Video said, here's a tweet. Quote, congratulations and happy 25th birthday. We made something special for the occasion. So the TV series looks like it is a go. There is no release date for the series just yet, but production is underway and it might come out next year sometime. Might. Or the year after that. So look for 2023 or 2024. And you can look for us up at thegroupquest.com. You can also look for everybody at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news.